All right, this summer, Novelty Golf in Lincolnwood is celebrating its 75th anniversary, and next weekend is their Diamond Jubilee, Saturday, July 20th and Sunday, July 21st, featuring live music, discounts, giveaways, special kids activities, and more. And to talk about it all is Craig Klatsko. Craig, welcome in, and congratulations on 75 years.
Thanks, Dave. I don't feel 75 years old, though.
You look good. You look good. I want to, you know, first, before we get started talking about Novelty Golf, I was looking back on the history of mini golf in general. I mean, it was around the time that your family started it that it became big. They talk about the Scots take the trophy for inventing putting in the late 1800s. And while it wasn't as detailed as today's miniature golf, the putting game, you know, really kind of became a thing in America on rooftops and backyards and stuff in the early 1920s and 26. And I remember when I worked for Montgomery Ward, we found old architectural drawings of the rooftop of the big long buildings that are on Chicago Avenue. And there was miniature golf up there before the Depression. And that kind of changed everything. And it was the Great Depression, post-World War One and Two, that all of a sudden, after World War II, 4 million people were playing mini golf in the United States. So post-World War II, Novelty Golf Open, 1949, in Lincolnwood, and it's been part of your family all along.
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. My grandmother was actually the person that started everything. In 1949, she opened Hollywood Kiddyland on the corners of Devon and McCormick.
You know, I remember this because I remember Kiddyland in River Grove, but there were other Kiddylands, and this was Hollywood Kiddyland. That's right. Tell me about that. It was
really kind of interesting because there was nothing on the north side of Chicago, and my grandfather had retired from the Chicago Police Department, and my grandmother, who was really the driving force in our business, decided to open the Kiddyland. And she opened it, and they had roller coasters and Ferris wheel and little boats that went around in a circle with the bells going ding, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an interesting time. When my grandfather passed, he passed in like 1955 or something. My grandmother and my father and my uncle, who were in the business with us, they didn't want to do the Kiddyland anymore. My uncle had just gotten back from Korea, so he opened Hollywood Putting Course.
Okay.
The whole area at Devon and Lincoln.
You
and
owned
McCormick
it.
And, no, I wish. But the whole triangle there where today is the Home Depot and the Popeyes and the stores, that was all entertainment. There was mini golf courses and batting cage. Well, the batting cage is not until later, but there was trampolines. It was called Jump Zone. That was on the corner of Lincoln and Devon. There was archery ranges and driving ranges. And over the years, they kind of all went the way of retirement, you know, because things have changed a lot. Mini golf is has gotten a resurgence now that people are growing up and have their own children.
It's very true.
So it was kind of interesting. My uncle built a Hollywood putting course, and then we added batting cages there in the 60s, and we were there until sometimes late 70s, 75 maybe, mid-75 or something. And they decided to close the Kiddyland and the miniature golf course. And at that point, we took over Novelty Golf in the early 60s, and then and kind of morphed it into what it is today. When we closed Hollywood Kiddyland, we took and moved a lot of the obstacles over.
I love that.
From that. So, we moved over the giant shoe. And
that's where that's from. So there, I was going to say, what are some of, you know, you got 18 holes like on the course. So talk about some of the, I almost say artifacts, but some of the original stuff that you have. And then we can talk about some more contemporary things that appeal to kids today.
Oh, well, I think the old lady in the shoe, everybody remembers. And we had Humpty Dumpty.
I remember, yeah.
And Humpty Dumpty used to sit on his wall.
Did he fall?
And he fell, and and all of the king's men and all the king's horses couldn't put Humpty back together.
No.
But I have resurrected him. And he now sits on the bench as a memory for the people.
That's right. I saw that when I was over there a couple of weeks ago. That's right. What are some of the other ones? Let's go through the holes a little bit.
Oh, let me see. We've got a Sears Tower. Mm-hmm. We've got a John Hancock Center. These are all newer, obviously, because it's pop culture.
And thank you for calling them what they should be called. Go ahead.
Yes, it's always the Sears Tower if you live in Chicago.
That's right.
We've got totem poles and a giant barn, lighthouses, and of course we have a windmill because every miniature golf course has to have a windmill. But I'm trying to think what else is like really iconic. The windmill is probably the most iconic and one of the oldest things, but we've added a lot of new stuff, and we have these two chickens, and one of the chickens was stolen.
Oh, no way.
In the middle of the night, somebody came in and stole our chicken. And my brother, when he was still with us, we were on Wild Chicago. And my brother, in his ability to talk, and he said, this is the loneliest chicken in the world because he had a brother that was stolen one night.
Yeah.
And then after it aired, a couple days later, somebody calls us and says, every day I go downtown on the Brown Line, and your chicken's sitting in this guy's backyard.
My gosh. Wow.
And my brother, his nickname was kind of Lurch,
because
he was 6'6", 260 pounds, a big guy. So we took my pickup truck, and we drove over. Well, first I rode the Brown Line and saw my chicken sitting
yourself
in the backyard.
To make sure it was there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We took my pickup truck, and my brother goes up and knocks on the door, knock, 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 and his deep, lurchous voice goes, can I have my chicken back? And the lady looks like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. The one in the backyard. And the people that stole it were so goofy, they didn't even find that we paint Novelty Golf. Novelty Golf is engraved in all of our stuff.
Brilliant, by the way.
And so I'm driving back down Western Avenue with this giant chicken in my truck, and people are looking at me, and traffic slowing down. And so my brother always said our Rhode Island Red was the loneliest chicken.
I love that. I love that. I love that when you guys went and got it yourself. Well, and there's new stuff there, too, but there's some of the other vintage stuff that's there is some of the signing that's there. Like, I love that there's the Fonz on a sign that says, like, no shirt, no shoes, no service. There's a lot of those little classic signs kind of sprinkled through the park, too.
I'm very fortunate. Our friend who does our sign painting and who actually taught my nephew, Richie, who's become a sign painter, the style of doing it, he's very artistic. And we have signs that you can go there and you'll see a picture of me if you can figure out which one it is. And one is my sister-in-law.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
One is my brother's on the first hole, of course, too. Lurch. It looks like
that.
A giant Frankenstein.
Love that.
And we like to make things interesting so that we appeal to all generations, because we have newer stuff, like we have SpongeBob stuff and
Lego. Yeah.
And we have a TARDIS.
Yeah, you do.
Which is new. It's like if you're a Doctor Who fan, and I am a Whovian.
Okay.
So the TARDIS is to scale to David Tennant, because I think he's the second best Doctor.
Well, and I'm going to tell you something else, too. Like, everything that represents a whole, all these pieces that are out there are beautiful. I mean, they're very, very, very well maintained. And what I was going to say is, you know, your property is almost like a botanic garden as well. Like, and with the rain we've had this year, the grounds have never looked better.
Oh, I have to thank my mother-in-law. Her name is Salomea, and she's 93 years old.
Wow.
And she grew up on a farm, and she came when I got married to help my wife, and she came to Novelty to help with the planting. Mm-hmm. So she now tells me that I don't know how to do it, that I do it wrong.
That's about right.
And at 93 years old, she gets up in the flower boxes with a pitchfork and turns everything.
Wow. You got to give your wife some credit, too. I saw her out there watering when I was out there last time, too. Yeah.
Well, it's been a little hot, and we don't want to lose the flowers.
No.
Every year we plant like 10,000 flowers.
Wow. It's stunning.
It's amazing. We try different things, and marigolds and vinca and
yeah.
and petunias and mm-hmm. and all you name it, we've tried it.
Yeah, yeah.
Black-eyed Susans mm-hmm. and cornflowers mm-hmm. and all kinds of beautiful flowers because they all bloom at a different time.
You know, so. The text lines are blowing up a little bit. I mean, talking about like this was her first dates, went there. I did that in high school, probably 40 years ago. I was there, you know, on a first or second date in high school. My kids have been coming there, as you know, for probably 20, almost 20 of those years for the older ones. It is a tradition. And I think, you know, what I love about it is I brought them there, but now I know they go themselves. They bring their friend groups and stuff. They bring their dates. And they do it because it is a generational thing, isn't it?
It truly is. I have a customer, this woman, she comes to us, and she came dating her husband, brought her children, brought her grandchildren, and she was just there with her great-great-grandchildren.
I love it.
And talking to me, she goes, oh, I see you got a new this and a new that. And I'm going, wow, I cannot remember.
She knows it. Yeah, I love that.
In fact, when I was in college,
yeah.
I was wearing a novelty golf shirt,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting in my psych class, and my professor says to me, oh, I took my wife out there on our first date.
That's great. I know that logo has been around a long time. Also attached to the building is an arcade, and which is also very retro. I mean, the air hockey being my kids and our favorite for sure, but there's games and there's pinball in there. I mean, that's just part of the whole experience, isn't it?
Yeah, I try to keep some of the older games for us seniors.
That, don't look at me.
That, you know, I mean, we have Galaga and Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah,
and
classics.
Driving game and all kinds of... We have a shoot the hoop basketball game, and I have a 1950s. It's called Photo Time Me photo booth,
which is another favorite. We all pile in there. Everyone's got to go in there before we leave, so that we said we've been there.
Right, and the pictures they're if you come there, they're real photos.
Yeah,
and I have pictures that my uncle took in the 50s
wow.
that are sitting in my desk from that machine that are still perfectly good. They just don't make them like that.
No, they don't. And I was going to say those photos, and there's four in a row, so we all have to make different poses for each of the pictures, of course. But you know, they're a little wet when they come out, which tells me authentic, you know, photo printing happening there. But even the contemporary pictures that we just took this year look like they were taken back in the 1960s.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part. People love the photo machine, and they some of the young kids come up and they go, oh, this isn't like the one in the mall. And I said,
no.
You're right. It's not.
You're right.
And I go into the history of it, and if you look on the plaque, it says 1950-something.
Yeah.
They were originally from London
mm-hmm.
because you had to take when you had a tube pass in London, mm-hmm. you'd have to have a picture on your tube pass. And now everything's electronic, so the company has kind of gone to the wayside.
Yeah,
so to buy, when something breaks, I literally fabricate new parts for it.
You have to, I'm sure. There's also vending machines all over the place, so you can cool yourself off and keep yourself hydrated. Is the Yoo-Hoo still there? I know you said early on in the season it's there, and then you get some.
I still have
you. You still got some Yoo-Hoo left, okay.
Which for another thing that shows our age, but we have, yeah. you know, we have all kinds.
Not
of
a great... spit of dairy in there.
No, in Yoo-Hoo, I don't believe that there is. Not, but no. It tastes really good,
it
like chocolate milk, you know.
It does.
I mean, I can remember growing up that used to come in the glass bottles, and you shook it up. Now it comes in cans and stuff. But we like to have a big selection. We have a lot of juices and stuff that's good for you to drink.
Yeah.
And obviously, we have soda pop.
The fun stuff.
But the Snapple and all their good things like that.
Absolutely. You've also got batting cages on site as well. So that, you know, you can spend an entire day here for sure.
Well, we do have batting cages, and they opened in 1984 at our location, and they're the new style batting cages so that you get baseball and softball, because Chicago's a big softball place. So we have two little league cages, a major league cage, and two slow pitch softballs. So like early in the spring, the softball league start. So people that I know, they're calling me at home and saying, Craig, are you open yet?
Yeah.
I said, there's still snow on the ground.
They're eager. Yeah, I love that. Tell me how the Bunny Hutch, which is hot dogs, burgers, sandwiches, salads, more, became a part of all this? Because that's also on your property.
That is. When I was in high school, mm-hmm. my mother wanted something to do because as the kids get older, you know, mom doesn't mm-hmm. have it. And traditionally back then, mother stayed home and they mm-hmm. with their parents, and my mom worked before and she wanted something to do. So she said to my father, I want to do something. And my dad said, well, take over the hot dog stand.
Mm.
And I can't remember what it was called because the building's been there since the 20s. But
really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
The Bunny Hutch, over the history, what I found out, it was a barbecue place. Before, it was a dairy. They sold milk. It's been a lot of things since it was originally built.
Wow.
But the bunny that's in front of the Bunny Hutch yeah. used to be on hole 14 on course one.
Okay.
And my mom was sitting with her girlfriend, and she said, oh, my mom's name was June. Oh, June, we should call it the Bunny Hutch. And my mom says, oh, that's really cool. So she took and named it Bunny Hutch. And to this day, we're Novelty Golf and Games, a.k.a. Bunny Hutch, because everybody says, oh, we're going to Bunny Hutch to play mini golf, or we're going to Bunny Hutch to bat. No one, and they go and they bat and they eat hot yeah, dogs yeah. because we are Chicago style hot dogs.
Yeah, no question.
Mm-hmm. And recently we were just inducted into the Vienna Hot
yeah,
Dog
you were telling me that.
Hall of Fame, which deal. Made me very proud yeah. because we serve our hot dogs the true way with poppy seed buns and tomatoes and sauerkraut yeah. and onions and stuff like that.
Very cool. Well, next weekend, July 20th, 21st, is the big celebration. We'll talk about that with Craig Klatsko, proprietor of Novelty Golf and the Bunny Hutch, celebrating 75 years right after this on 720 WGN. All right, Novelty Golf is 75 this summer in Lincolnwood. Craig Klatsko is the man behind it all. All right, now you have a lot planned. Saturday, July 20th, Sunday, July 21st. Tell folks what you got going on. Live music, all kinds of stuff.
All right. So we have, on Saturday, we have a balloon artist, Nick the Balloonist, from 12 to 4.
Okay.
We have face painting from 1 to 4 mm-hmm. for the kids or the adults if you want to get your face painted.
Okay.
And our headliner is Dr. Joe and the Under the Radar Band.
Okay.
Which is a local Chicago group. And we are open on Saturday from 10 a.m. until midnight.
Love that. Okay.
On Sunday, we're open from 10 a.m. until 11 p.m., and we have two bands playing. From the Old Town School of Music, we have the Strictly Jug Nuts, a jug band that's playing from 2 to 4 p.m., and from 5 to 8 p.m., we have a Northwestern professor has a band called No Regrets.
Okay.
And they're going to be playing Sunday night from 5 to 8 p.m. We also have the balloon artist and face painting
yeah.
and bags games. And we have a chance to win a year of mini golf.
Oh, love that. Wow, that's great. That's great. I love that. Yeah, I was going to say, so typically, what does it cost to play on the course? Because there's before noon prices, after noon pricing. Like, what does it cost?
Well, our prices are before noon is $10 a person.
So reasonable. Absolutely.
And we have a special going that if you play one course, you can play the second course for half price.
Okay.
And from noon until close, it's $14 a person. And again, if you want to play the second course, continue on and play 36 holes, the second game is half price.
Love that. And of course, you've got the Bunny Hutch for some food. You got batting cages. You got the photo booth. You got the arcade. So much fun and so much to do. And it's Novelty Golf, and it's all next weekend, July 20th and 21st. And for more, you can go to NoveltyGolf.com. Congratulations on 75 years in doing this with your family for so long and keeping this tradition alive.
Thanks, David. I'm the third generation. Now yeah. the fourth generation has been coming in. My nephew, Richard, and my sons, Ian and Eric, come in and help and work with me. And for our celebration on Saturday and Sunday, we're running $7.50 mini golf.
Love that. Love
so you
that
can
too.
Come in and play golf and enjoy, listen to the music, look at the flowers.
Yeah.
Maybe kiss your first girlfriend.
Okay, we'll make that happen, I guess. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.